Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 boys and girls, men and women, ladies and gentlemen of all ages. Time to tune your dial to the station to make you smile, to really show on the radio. Coming live to you from Grand Canyon National Park in the great state of Arizona. This is the Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice, WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Mr. Nice Guy is also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. The online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. Make sure you enter your promo code, Guy Nice. Show your support for the show. Also get you a nice little discount. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. Let's go and get into it. This is the Night Shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice. I just want to start with making a confession to everybody who may be listening tonight, man. Not a recent realization, just a recent affirmation. How's that for a nice word for you? Google that shit. Dictionary.com. I'm an asshole, guys. You know, I'm an asshole. I have a lot of strong personality traits and characteristics about myself that exhibit I'm an asshole. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to make it sound nice and polished, dog. I'm an asshole. I'm letting you know, first and foremost. I do try to be a nice guy. I feel like I got a good heart, but I'm an asshole, you know. I say that in this sense, because I noticed I practiced the behavior of not necessarily being interested or caring about topics or situations or circumstances or things that people would discuss, because I felt like they did not pertain to me just at the moment, when all intents and purposes I probably should be paying attention. Who are we to say that anyone's thoughts or opinions or ideas or experiences, perspective, who are we to say any of those things have no meaning coming from another person? You deem that person as invalid by doing that to any one of the aforementioned categories. I notice that I'm guilty of it, and I wanted to go ahead and make that confession in the hopes that other people would be able to see how in their lives they practice that also, and how possibly they may benefit from learning a different behavior. There could be there definitely are advantages to learning to think in the opposite direction from that. I don't feel like that is the proper way to be, because how can you really help your friends and be there for them when they need you? And when I said it, I'm assuming that your mind, I'm going to assume that your mind went to a place and thought of a person that you was like, yeah, well, fuck them. It's cool that I do that. I don't really give a fuck about what they be talking about anyway. But we also do it to our friends and to our family, and we do it to everybody unknowingly. I like to give you that scapegoat at the moment. We do it to ourselves unknowingly. and there's a lot of damage or miscommunication, or the dynamic gets fucked up when that's a practice that you have and adopt, especially if both people do it. And shit gets extra rough. You know what I'm saying? But I'm willing to step out onto one of those long branches on our family tree here and say that everyone does it. You know? Everyone does it to everyone else at one point in time or another. We often take issue and become upset with things that people do to us, as we feel, only focusing on what was done to us, you know, or the person who did it and the history with that person, instead of focusing on what could have been the possible motivation for that. And then I see even sometimes when people do that, they come to conclusions that are, I can't say they're not true, but you know what I'm saying? They're bad. They're bad scenarios to look at. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel like, man, why would you ever want to think that? But I understand, because I think about everything too, but most of the time I'm not going to choose the ugliest woman in the room. Sorry. She still got great personality. Sorry. Nah. I don't often choose the most negative point of view. There has to be something that's a balance in the middle, and I feel like that's what life's about. But we often focus on the most negative things in the situation in order to fuel that fire of anger or, you know, resentment or jealousy or whatever. If we all can come here as professionals on this platform that we've given and agree that the problems in relationships stem from, let's maybe say five, just to throw a number out there, stem from five common causes, and we say those things as diseases. Like, you know, we just use examples of some of the things I just named, like, you know, envy, resentment, jealousy, anger, mistrust. All of these things stem from something else, because they have a common link. First and foremost, they're negative emotions. You know, these emotions are of self, they're of ego. You know what I mean? So I encouraged everyone the other night to take an approach of, in a situation of conflict, is nonviolent. To take the approach of, what if this person is more valuable than me? What if their opinion is more valuable than mine? What if what they're saying is a better idea than what I have? Most of the time, we don't act that way. As I mentioned in the previous show that I'm talking about, most of the time, everyone rushes to the table and feels like their idea is the best. Everyone wants to be the leader without the responsibility. And we don't often take enough time to listen to each other to understand what a person's idea is. Now, also, you have this, it's my personal opinion, once again, from my analyzations that I've done, this increasingly rise of passive aggressiveness across almost everyone in this country. You know what I mean? I feel like I exhibit that too, but it's very, very potent and heavy in our society, in our culture, pop culture, all that. This passive aggressiveness has been promoted in America. I feel like because we feel like aggressiveness is over the top. You know, you can't do too much because then you're a fucking maniac. But you can't do nothing because then you're a pussy. So everybody plays the middle ground, which is a passive aggressive role. You know what I'm saying? Slick comments and behind the back gestures and a lot of gossip and rumors and online cyberbullying. Like, do you understand how lazy cyberbullying is, bro? Like, you're not even making the effort to do this in front of me. You know what I'm saying? At least provide me some fucking entertainment, man. You're sitting in your mama's basement yelling at her to make the meatloaf while you're fucking judging my fucking Instagram pics and talking about my online persona attacking me as if you know me. But this is kind of what we've evolved into, per se. Everything is middle ground, and at the same time, a little bit of everything's played like it's middle ground, but at the same time, it leaks into a little bit of one side or the other, if not both. But me being an asshole, in case you missed the beginning of the show, I came out and confessed that I, in fact, am an asshole, and I acknowledge that, and I exhibit characteristics that allowed it to be an asshole. I feel bad about it because I don't want to be an asshole. You know what I'm saying? I want to be somebody that, because I've experienced that. I've experienced taking interest in something else that I really don't have interest in. You know what I mean? Now, all that means is at the time, you know, I don't give a fuck about snowboarding. It doesn't even snow where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? But then on the other side, you never know where life will take you. That's something that we tend to overlook and forget. You know, we don't know where life is going to lead us. Every moment is an opportunity for something new. And the future is endless with its possibilities. Not to focus on that and focus more on, you know, I have to not let these people get over on me, and I have to not let the job take advantage of me. They got to understand how much money I need to make and what I'm worth and, you know, how hard I work and my situation and the thing that's going on with me and whatever, you know. We often, you know, sorry, got a little lost in the pipeline. That's a lot of shit going on at the moment, man. But they tell you that you can't be soft, not just as a man, but as people. You can't be soft. You can't be gullible. You can't be like a sponge and view the world with such wonderment and possibility, because that's all that it is, being able to see that the possibilities are endless. Because I could tell you right now, like, hey, man, everybody on the line who's listening, not just one person, I'm not just going to single anybody. I'm saying everybody who's on the line right now listening, we're going to arrange for tomorrow us all to meet here at the Grand Canyon in Arizona, Grand Canyon National Park. And the first thing you're going to say is, how are you going to do that? And he's not going to do that. It's not possible. This. And that's immediately what we go into and what we do. That's how our thought process begins. Then that's for the vast majority. There's some people that's going to be like, hell yeah, what's up? I'm trying to do that. But for the vast majority, they're going to be like, nah, that ain't, yeah, you can't do that, nah. It's not possible. You don't even know me. How are you going to find me? You know, whatever. And the fact of the matter is that time and time again, life continues to show you that the things that you don't think possible are indeed very possible and are going to happen, will be happening. Virtual reality with the headsets and all that, kind of like think about this, in the next 40 years, maybe people will be having sex the same way they did in Demolition Man. No physical touching, and, you know, none of that. Just sitting in front of each other with the headset on and whatever. Everything's virtual sex and all that. It's like, think about if in the next 80 years, life is like the surrogates, where you have a body that's not even real. It's just a, you know, whatever. I don't really know what they were supposed to be. It's a non-biological being, let's say that. Now you have a non-biological being that your consciousness somehow is linked with, and that walks around and moves, and, you know, you're really 140, and the fucking little robot thing is like 28 years old, and you'll be 28 forever, and look 28 forever, you know, until you die, whatever. like when 3D printing started happening, I said, what the fuck is 3D printing? How the fuck do you print in 3D? Something I never even imagined to be possible. That never even crossed my mind. I may be a bit of an idiot, too. That's okay. I'm all right with being an idiot. I don't know everything. No, I don't. That concept completely escaped my mind. 3D printing, what the fuck could you possibly be talking about? Then when I seen it, it started to make more sense. And it indeed is very fucking awesome, man. If you're not familiar, you need to look into 3D printing, dog. That shit is fucking awesome. It's a lot of capabilities that are available now just for you to view and make a base upon of what could be possible moving forward. They're 3D printing bridges and stadiums, okay? Think about that for a minute. So we view all these opportunities and these possibilities as if they're not attainable, as if they're non-existent, because we always find excuses or reasons why we can't do this. I will feel like the number one, just for the Family Feud board, the number one survey answer would say money is why we can't do whatever the fuck it is. Money. I don't got the money. I need, you know, I got to go to work. It's still going to be something to deal with money. 9 times out of 10. Do you, for a minute, just walk in my shoes, do you think that naturally our brains were programmed to be that way? For us to feel like these things ain't possible? Because, I mean, it ain't everybody. You know what I'm saying? There are a few people out here in this world that are free spirits, as they say, and that, you know, do their own thing. They got their own program. They're anomalies. They're like the one or the twins with the fucking ghost shit, you know what I'm saying? Or the key master. I mean, you have these little blips here and there, so it's not everybody, but it's the majority. I've consistently been a person who always saw those possibilities and believed them to an extent, because life has continued to show me that anything is possible, especially when I started to really have a relationship with God. It made me feel like anything was possible. But just, if you're not a believer, just the things that we have now at this day and age that you didn't have 40 years ago, and the things that we had then that they didn't have 40 years ago, the progress that we make exponentially is mind-boggling. It's amazing. In technology, and we're advancing in everything except for socially, we're not advancing. Socially, we're digressing. And that is one of the main main topic headings here of shit that I choose content for in the show. We're socially devolving. Let me make my argument first before you try to jump, you know, so you want to take the other side. Let me make my argument first. With all the shit that exists now, anything you talk about, with all the shit that exists now, virtual reality, 3D printing, all this shit, with all the shit that exists now, social media, all these things, it makes it more convenient for people to get to know each other and expand and deepen relationships given the time and the resources. It makes it a lot more possible, because we would meet people and they go on and move into our lives, and we'd be centralized and focused upon what we're doing, because I guess that's just how we're programmed. So that's what we focus on. We graduate high school and get a good job fucking farming in Idaho or some shit. I don't know, bro. And you know, you in Idaho and you ain't even worried about none of that other shit. You might come back home and see little people every now and then, visiting your family and shit, and go to your high school reunion and shit, but you didn't keep up with those people and know what they were doing and see what they pictures their kid look like and they duck face selfies and they support for the Belgium airport shit with the flag and all, you know, all these funny little profile pictures and all these different things. I say it in a very satirical manner because, like I told you, I'm an asshole. But on the other side of that, it's like you do get to enjoy those moments should you choose to. It's like, damn, they had a kid. Oh, them some nice looking kid. Oh, you doing this? Oh, that's great. Congratulations. Oh, you know, wedding anniversary. Oh, yeah, you know, whatever. You have that opportunity to continue to foster that relationship with that person and continue to build, and that's what y'all choose to do. We don't use those formats for that way, the vast majority. We don't use those resources for that purpose. Even the base that you could do that kind of makes that relationship impersonal in a sense because it's all digital. But if you choose to have a connection, then you will. I make it a point to go out and talk to people. I got people on my Facebook page that I don't know. I'm trying to get to know you. That's what you're here for. You know what I'm saying? Why should I just have somebody out here lurking? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to check up on you and find out who you are like I'm the feds. I'm trying to get to know you and be your friend. That's why I'm here. The list says friends, motherfucker. That's what these people supposed to be here for. But we're not trying to get to know motherfuckers. We don't really care about who you are, what you think, what you believe, where you're going, what you want to do, what your dreams and aspirations are. We care about getting you to like our status update and, you know what I'm saying, like my photo and share my philosophical quotes that I don't live by. We don't do it for the relationship. We do it for the status that comes along with it. Vast majority, man. Nobody can make that argument that it's not that way. Now, when I was a child, it was commonplace to have a telephone in your home. It wasn't commonplace to have a telephone in every room, but most people had at least one telephone in their home. Now, fast forward, people rarely have telephones in their home. In fact, have telephone in their pocket, and you almost have a telephone for every person that live in your house. Almost, in most cases. It's probably less phone calls made now than before, and there's more people with phones. Technology is better. It's probably less phone calls happen now than happened when there were less phones in the country. I get the numbers for y'all. Don't worry. I do that homework. I get the numbers for y'all. I just want to propose the theory, though, before I check it out. I let you know whether I'm wrong or right. I'm a fair guy. But everything these days is text message. That's how people communicate through text. And we've even shortened words. So no longer we type in the full word. We just type these letters. And you know what this means. And these are cool little, you know, ways for us to abbreviate these things so we don't have to type the whole word because I'm so busy. I got so much stuff to do, and I was too busy to call you in the first place. That's why I had to text you. And then I'm so busy that while I'm texting you, I got to make all the words short and to just, come on, man. It's like I'm a busy motherfucker. But there's nobody in the world that's that busy, dog. You're too busy to foster relationships. So what the fuck are you doing? You in the rat race? Cool. Say you're in the rat race, you know what I'm saying? Acknowledge that, but take on the weight that you're doing something that's kind of an injustice at the moment to everybody that you share your life with. Like I got a lot of friends. I got a lot of people that help me a lot of time, man. I'm a lucky motherfucker because I'm an asshole, but I'm a lucky motherfucker that I got a lot of friends, and I don't do the best job of making sure I make them phone calls and being there and attending and supporting it. You know what I'm saying? I don't make the best effort. I haven't made the best effort. But I strive to. It's important to me. I spend my time thinking about these things. You know, I think about them other things too, the rent and the bills and insurance and all this. I think about the same shit you think about too. But I think about this shit too, man. I probably spend more of my time thinking about this shit. Because this composed the majority of my life, my interactions that I had with people every day. I feel like we are so blind to that shit. We're so muted to the interaction we have with people every day. You go to the store. It's people at the store. You waiting in line at the store. It's a motherfucker you're going to talk to in order to get whatever you came in here for. Your Swisher Sweet Blunt Wraps, your cool-ass Frappy Latte, your pack of Newport 100s, your pack of rubbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the fuck you came in here for, you finna deal with a person. And then you're leaving. You never even know their name. You probably, two hours later, you probably can't even remember what the fuck they look like. It's possible that when you left that store and you went to wherever the fuck you was going to smash that pussy or to roll up or, you know what I'm saying, to go to your spin class and shit, that when you leave and you go home, this motherfucker on the side of the road broke down and shit, fucked up. He needs some help. He ain't got AAA. He ain't really got no money. He just out there in a bad way. And you busy, man. You just going to keep driving right past him, dog. He don't get no help from you. You don't know him. But in a way, you do kind of know him. You just met him at the store 2 hours ago, but you ain't paying no attention because you ain't give a fuck. You busy. Focus on yourself. Got my own things to do. Ain't got time to deal with you. Now, my life continues to increase and get more and more full. Not through my own doing, but through the blessings that are continuously given to me. It continues to get more and more full. And the fuller it gets, the more I'm reminded how important everybody else is, man. Because it's a new life. It's a new person. It ain't like, oh, they need me. I got to do this. This is me, my responsibility. This belongs to me. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Everything that exists in this world is much bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? Even who I am. I try to make sure I tell all my friends and family, as often as I can, whenever they offer encouragement to me and telling me how great I am, that I am only a reflection of what they are, man, their greatness and the things that they showed and displayed to me, the investment that they made in me. Whatever the fuck you think I am, positively, I would say that's where it comes from. The negative, I take the ownership for that on my own. Because I feel like people have done nothing but open my eyes. You know what I'm saying? They've done nothing but show me love. They've done nothing but taught me compassion. They've done nothing but help me to be more patient. You know what I mean? I attribute a lot of that to my dog, man. I talked about my dog last night, man. I am a dog lover. Yeah, doggy stat. Nah, I am an animal lover, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I feel like living is great. This earth is great. The things that exist here on this earth is great. I am probably your average typical stoner. You know what I'm saying? He on that stoner philosophy shit. Yes, I am probably that guy. But you tell me what's wrong with what I'm saying, man. The world's beautiful, man. It's miraculous that this life and all these living things were set in course and put in a position in a way they could sustain itself with the way that it operates without any influence from the things that are living upon it whatsoever. The food chain, changing of the seasons, the tides, the location of this planet from the sun is just so perfect. Like, it's a lot of things going on out here, man. I'm just encouraging you to open your eyes and pay attention. I don't want you to continue to walk through your life and live as if you are a zombie. These things were put here for you to be able to experience them. Not just experience them, but experience them and appreciate them. See them for what they are. Be able to share them with other people. It's not a thing we need to work on. I appreciate you tuning into the night shift. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. I'm always glad to be here, man. I appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate all the support and all the love that I get from the Mr. Nice Guy Nation and also the Mr. Nice Guy family. Y'all the reason why I keep on doing this. Go out there every day. Try to be your best. Try to do your best. Try to make the best out of every situation, man. It's all about having a positive outlook and a good attitude. You heard that here first. Don't be an asshole, man. Hashtag don't be an asshole. Don't be like God Nice, man. Appreciate y'all motherfuckers for tuning in. Till next time, I'll be on the other side.